Mrs. D, this is Frank Galvin. He's a good friend of ours and a very fine attorney.
Well, it's just a shame what happened to your husband, Mrs. D. I knew him vaguely at the lodge. He was a wonderful man. What's the crime? What happened to him? If I can help in any way, don't hesitate to call.
What is that?
It's my card.
What the hell is that?
I was a friend of your father's.
You never knew my father. Get out of here. Who the hell do you think you are?
Excuse me, Mrs. Cleary.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Hey, you know me.
I don't want you coming back here ever. You understand?
I was just talking to the guy.
Those are bereaved people in there.
This new bar, and you go inside, and for half a buck, you get a beer, a free lunch, and they take you in the back room. They get you laid.
Frankie.
Yeah, everyone.
Mike says, "Well, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
He says, you mean to say there's a new bar and you go inside and for a half a buck they give you a beer, a free lunch, and they take you in the back room and they get you laid? I says, that's correct. He said, have you ever been in the bar? He said, no, but me sister has.
Hey. Oh, yeah, everyone. Frankie, you all right? Oh, Frankie. Come on, get up. Get up, Frank. Oh, Christ. What's going on here? What have you been doing? Got a call from Sally Donahue.
Who's that?
Supposed to be in court in 10 days, and she said you haven't even met with them yet.
Sally Donahue, who is that?
One lousy letter in 18 months. I try to throw a case your way, and look at you. Frankie, I got these people to trust you. They're going to be here at noon, by the way. Look at this shit. I got this expert doctor to talk to you. Remember his name? Dr. Gruber? It's been 18 months and I've been doing all the fucking legwork. You're supposed to be in court in less than 2 weeks, and I bet you haven't even looked at the goddamn file.
What are you, my nanny?
Now listen to me, Frankie. Frankie, listen to me because I'm done fucking with you. I can't take this anymore. I mean, you're not going to change. Look around you. I mean, what's going to change? You think it's going to be any different next week, next month? It'll be the same goddamn thing. I got you a good case. It's a moneymaker. You do it right, it'll take care of you. But I'm through, you understand? I mean, I can't take this shit anymore. Life's too fucking short, Frankie. I'm getting too fucking old. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir.
Hi, Frank Galvin. Why didn't you go in?
It's locked.
Locked? Oh, I'm sorry. God, I hope this didn't put you out. Let me see here. Come on in. Get you a cup of coffee, but my girl went out.
It's not a good case. It's a very good case. A young, healthy woman goes into a hospital to deliver her third child, and, well, it's just beyond comprehension. She's given the wrong anesthetic.
You love her, Kevin, and me.
I'm sure you do.
But what can we do? She don't know who's visiting her.
Mm-hmm. I know I went.
You saw her?
Oh, yes.
My sister? You know how beautiful she was? Her husband left her and he took her kids. They let you die in there. They don't care. Nobody cares. The Patriot Home, the Chronic Care in Arlington, they take her in. Perpetual care. $50,000 they want in endowment.
$50,000?
I don't want to leave her. Kevin, the... And Father Lachlan, he said it was God's will.
Oh, I understand.
My doctor told me I gotta move out west. That's when we filed in court. We didn't want to sue.
Oh, I understand that, too.
But Kevin, he's looking for 2 years in Tucson, and they called him up and they said to come out. He's a good man. He's only trying to do what's right.
Come on in.
This is my husband.
Come on in, sit down. I told your wife I'm sorry we have to meet out here, but I got this case coming up in Superior Court in a couple of days, and place is full of papers.
That's all right.
I was also telling her you got a very good case here.
He's all right, the Northern Care.
I may get some very important corroborating testimony from a Dr. Gruber. Of course, there's going to be a problem getting one doctor to testify that another doctor's negligent.
The Archdiocese called up, and they said who was our attorney, because the case is coming to trial.
Well, I doubt very much that the case will ever come to trial.
We told them, we didn't want it to come out this way.
I completely understand.
See, we just
can't do it anymore. This is our chance to get away.
I'm going to see that you get that chance.
How much is this going to cost?
Well, it's not going to cost you anything. It's done on a contingency basis. Whatever the settlement is, I retain a third. But that's normal procedure. You can check around.
Okay.
His name is Frank Galvin, Boston College, class of 52, second in his class, editor of the Law Review, worked with Mickey Morrissey 12 years, criminal law and personal injury, married Patricia Harrington, 1960, joined Stearns Harrington Pierce, 1960, as a full partner. Resigned the firm 1969 over the Lillibridge case.
He was accused of jury tampering.
Accused, not indicted. He resigned the firm. Divorce, 1970. Galvin worked with Michael Morrissey until Morrissey retired in 78. Since then, he's been on his own. 4 cases in the last 3 years. He's lost them all. He drinks.
4 cases in 3 years?
The man's an ambulance chaser.
Tell me about this case.
This is a nuisance suit. He's looking for small change. He's asking for $600,000 and betting we don't want to go to court.
No, we don't want this case in court.
Neither does he. That's where he loses. This man's scared to death to go to court. We only have to call his bluff.
I want to settle this thing and be done with it. I don't want the archdiocese exposed, Mr. Alito.
No, absolutely. And we're going to see that it's not.
So, what I want to do is stop it here. I'm going to make him an offer myself. I want it to come from me.
All right, but let's keep the price down. I've called Ed Concannon. He recommends that we continue to respond as if we're going to trial.
If we were to go to trial, would we win the case?
Well, of course it's always dangerous.
I know that answer. Would we win?
Yes.
Dr. Gruber?
Yes, Galvin, right?
Yeah. Well, sure appreciate a man as busy as you are.
It's perfectly all right. Look, I'm kind of rushed. Do you mind if we walk while we talk? I read the hospital report on your client.
Oh, Deborah Ann Kay.
Yeah, Deborah Ann Kay.
Yeah, well, they call. They want to settle. It's just a matter of jacking them up a little bit.
Right. Who called?
The Archdiocese called. They want to settle.
And you're going to do that?
Yeah.
You're going to settle out of court?
Well, yeah.
Why?
Well, in the interest of her family and you, Doctor. I mean, you never tell what a jury's going to do. And, St. Catherine's is a renowned institution. The doctors are...
The doctors killed her.
Sorry?
The doctors killed her. They gave her the wrong anesthetic, and she wound up drowning in her own vomit. The doctors murdered her.
Do you know who her doctors were?
Yeah, I read the file. Marks and Towle, I know who they were.
Those are two of the most respected doctors.
Whose side are you arguing? I thought you wanted to do something. I have no interest in the woman's estate. No offense, we all know where the money is going to. I have an interest in hospitals, and I don't want those bozos working in the same profession as me. They gave her the wrong anesthetic. They turned the girl into a vegetable. They killed her and a kid, and you caught him. You want a cigar?
No, thank you. The hospital's owned by the Archdiocese.
What are they going to do? Not invite me to their birthday party? Look, I'm sorry I'm rushing, but I have to be in Cambridge.
When can we get together again and get a deposition?
Okay. We'll meet here Tuesday night. I gotta go. Are you going my way?
Okay, but we'll have to keep you under wraps, you know. I mean, you can't discuss the case with anyone. You're going to meet me here on Tuesday.
All right.
Go over your testimony.
Right. 7 o'clock in the locker rooms.
Oh, I got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Why are you doing this?
To do the right thing. Isn't that why you're doing it?
Nobody ever stood here since 1952.
Jeez.
Give me a bushmill.
A bushmill?
Who are the civilians?
Oh, lousy weather, good for business, Frankie.
Ah.
There you go.
Would you like a drink?
I'd like an apartment.
Would you settle for a drink?
No. Thank you.
I had a good day today. Let me...
Hey, Adam.
Oh, boy. Gentlemen.
To you.
Yeah. I cut myself so badly shaving this morning, my eyes almost cleared up. Bad. Bad.
Drink that.
Johnstown, Joe.
What do you think? We're going all the way?
No way.
I'm glad you had a good day. Good night.
Thank you. Well. Hey. A long road that has no turning.
That's for sure, Frankie.
Yeah. I'm going to the Archdiocese tomorrow.
Two. Yes, I know you don't. I know you don't. You're just following your own life. Now, you ever like to live, too? You know, you have to go out west. You can't. Not going to do yourself good here. Well, sure she knows that you care for her. Well. Finally, we're none of us protected. I mean, we just have to go on. Seek help where we can. We have to go on.
She's stuck there. Maybe she knows when we're there. Will she think we can
answer that? Yes, I know that you love her, and I know that you're acting out of love. As soon as I know.
My husband says he's mistaken.
Well, you give him my respects, too.
Sorry,
Carl. Not at all. No, not at all. Well, good night. Bless you too.
Jimmy, I said, you don't go in your pocket if there's nothing there.
What did he say?
Sir, we're not allowed to be in here. You can't be in here.
I'm her attorney.
It's a question of continuing values. St. Catherine's, to do the good she must do in the community, must maintain the position she holds in the community.
So, we have a question of balance. On the one hand, our hospital and its reputation and so its effectiveness and that of two of its important doctors, and on the other hand, the rights of your clients. Young woman in her prime, deprived of her life, her sight, her family. It's tragic. It's a tragic accident. Nothing, of course, can begin to make that right. But we must do what we can. We must do all that we can. Yes, we must try to make it right. It's a generous offer, Mr. Galvin. Nothing can begin to make that woman well, but we could at least try to compensate, make a gesture.
How did you settle on the amount?
We thought it was just.
You thought it was just?
Yes.
because it struck me how neatly three went into this figure, 210,000. That means I would keep 70.
That was our insurance company's recommendation.
Yes, that would be.
Nothing we can do can make that woman well.
And no one will know the truth.
What is the truth?
But that poor girl put her trust into the... at the hands of two men who took her life. She's in a coma. Her life is gone. She has no home, no family. She's tied to a machine. She has no friends. And the people who should care for her are doctors. And you and me. Have been bought off to look the other way. We've been paid to look the other way. I came here to take your money. I brought snapshots to show you so I could get your money. I can't do it. I can't take it. Because if I take the money, I'm lost. I'll just be rich ambulance chaser. I can't do it. I can't take it.
We may discuss money, Mr. Galvin. How's your law practice?
Not too good. I only got the one client. Mick, I gotta talk to you.
Come on.
Mickey, come on. Hey, let's go get a drink.
Jaime, sit in.
Your help.
You need my help. You need a goddamn keeper. Are you telling me you turned down 210 grand? Huh? What are you, nuts? What are you gonna do? Bring her back to life?
I'm gonna help her.
To do what? To do what, for Christ's sake? Help her to do what? She's dead.
They killed her. Trying to buy it.
That's the fucking point, dummy. Let them buy it. No, we let them buy the case. That's why I took it. Now, look, you just dropped this, you understand? We'll go up to New Hampshire, we'll kill some fucking deer.
Mick, you said... No, listen to me. You said, if not now, when?
I know what I said, but not now, all right?
Gee, something else. I can win it. I can win this case.
You won, Frankie. You won! When they give you the money, that means you won. Now, look, we don't want to go to court. Is this getting through to you? You know who the attorney for the Archdiocese is? Ed Kincannon.
He's a good man.
He's a good man? He's the Prince of fucking Darkness. He'll have people testifying they saw a water skiing in Marblehead last summer. Now, look, Frank, don't fuck with this case, huh?
I gotta stand up for that girl.
Look, Frank, I know what you're going through. You're trying to wipe out some old business. I understand that. I do. But not now. Call the bishop, will you?
I'm gonna try this case, Mick. Will you help me? I'm gonna need your help, Mick. Will you help me?
Anybody ever hear if for want of a shoe a horse was lost? Who's going on vacation tomorrow? Friedman. St. Bart's, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Send Mrs. Friedman a dozen roses tomorrow morning, please, Sal. No, wait a minute. Send her a sunlamp. Friedman, I'm sorry, but you'll have to stay. There'll be no vacations until this thing is cleared. You're all acquainted with this case. It's been on the calendar for 18 months. Now I think we have a definite court date. February the 19th. Mm-hmm. The plaintiff's attorney is one Francis P. Galvin. I trust you're all familiar with his record. And we've been expecting him to call us to negotiate. And as he did not, 5 days before we were supposed to go to court, we made him a rather generous offer, which he refused. 5 days before trial. What does that mean? I want to find out. Acquaint yourselves again with the depositions. Don't rely on the fact that we did it last year. Do it again. We shall be reviewing it here. You do it at home. You each have a full file, so know the depths. And I want you all to be here when we work with the defendants. When is that, Billy?
Wednesday evening.
Uh-huh. I want an article as soon as possible in the Globe. St. Cat's, neighborhood giant serving the community, etc. We've got it in the files. And I want something in the Herald Monday morning. Our gallant doctors, huh? Be inventive. And television. You've got to have television. Friedman, since you're still with us, why don't you have a word with your friend at GBH, huh? Now, to belabor the obvious for a moment, our clients are the Archdiocese of Boston, the St. Catherine Labory Hospital, and the doctors Marks and Towler, two of the most respected men in their profession. The thrust of this defense will be to answer in the court, in the press, and in the public mind, to answer the accusation of negligence this completely, that not only do we win the case, but we win the case so that it is seen that this attack on these men and this institution was a rank obscenity. Okay, let's get the cobwebs off. Billy?
Please turn to your page 4. We're going to start with a review of the depositions of the operating room team, the nurse anesthetist, the scrub nurse, and all those in attendance in the OR at the time of the operation.
So, what do we got? Well, we got her sister. It says that Deborah Ann ate a full meal an hour before she was admitted to the hospital.
We got the admittance form says she ate 9 hours before she admitted to the hospital. Sister's testimony's no good. I mean, the jury knows if we win, she gets the cash.
We got my Dr. Gruber. Says she was given the wrong anesthetic. And anyway, she came in complaining of nausea.
Well, Gruber's not bad.
Not bad. Dr. Kildare, the jury read him up.
Yeah. But their guy is Tower. He wrote the book, Methodology of Practice and Anesthesiology. Everybody in that operating room signed a deposition, from the scrub nurse on up. All those guys are God. I saw them walk on water.
They had an obstetric nurse in there. Did we get a deposition from her?
No.
Maureen Rooney, age 49, lives in Arlington. Still works at the hospital. You think you could get out there tomorrow, talk to her, ask her why she ain't speaking up?
Yeah.
Okay, cases.
All right.
Smith versus State of Michigan.
Right.
DZ versus Electric Boat.
Hey, you got a good memory, Frankie.
I had a good teacher. McLean versus Urban Transport.
Right.
Jimmy, a couple of Bushmills.
Do me a favor, I'll buy you a drink tomorrow.
What are you doing tonight?
I found this new bar, see, and for half a buck you can... I'm gonna get laid.
I'll be at the office. Just don't leave your best work in the sheets, huh?
This is me, Frankie.
Find an apartment?
Still looking.
I changed my life today. What'd you do?
Changed my room at the hotel.
Why'd you do that?
TV didn't work.
The hotel you're staying at.
And what are you? A cop?
No, I'm a lawyer.
My ex-husband was a lawyer.
Nice. Wonderful for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was, actually.
It was, actually. How come you called it off?
Who says I'm the one that called it off?
Oh. Well, the brick house says you divorced him. I'll put you on your honor. $100 against you have dinner with me tonight. I'll take your word for it. Come on. Tell me the truth. You can't lie to me. What's your name?
Laura.
Mine's Frank. Furthermore, you came back to see me tonight.
What if it wasn't you I came back here to see tonight?
Well, you got lucky. Have you eaten yet?
Mm-mm.
Come on. My God, you are some beautiful woman. The weak. The weak have got to have somebody to fight for. Ain't that the truth? Want another drink?
Yeah.
Jimmy!
Yeah.
That's why the court exists. The court doesn't exist to give him justice. The court exists to give him a chance at justice.
Are they going to get it?
They might. They might. See, the jury wants to believe. I mean, the jury wants to believe. It is something to see. I got to go down there tomorrow and pick out 12 of them. And all of them, for all their lives. It's a sham. It's rigged. You can't fight City Hall. But when they step into that jury box, I mean, you just barely see it in their eyes. Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe what?
Maybe I can do something right.
And is that what you're going to do? Is that what you're going to do?
That's what I'm going to try to do. Water, soda?
No. That's all right.
About the club the other night.
Okay.
You're late to see, Alvin.
I know, I'm sorry.
Well, why is that?
I just got held up.
Ed Kuntlin.
Oh, hi, Frank Alvin. We met before.
Well, here. Let's do some business. Well, they tell me no bargain ever was completed. Other than quickly, when both parties really care to make a deal. Well, now, have you boys tried to resolve your little difficulties? Because that certainly would save the Commonwealth a lot of time and bother.
Well, it's a very complicated case, Your Honor.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is, Frank. But let me tell you something. If we find it so complex, how the hell do you think you're going to make a jury understand it? See my point? Now, let's talk a minute. Frank, what would you and your client take right now, this very minute, to walk out of here, let this damn thing drop?
My client can't walk, Your Honor.
I know full well she can't, Frank. You see the padre on your way out. He'll punch your ticket. You follow me? I'm just trying to help you.
Your Honor, Bishop Brophy in the Archdiocese. I've offered plaintiff $210,000.
What?
My doctors didn't want a settlement at any price. They wanted this cleared up in court. They want their vindication. I quite agree with them. But for today, the offer stands before the publicity of a trial begins. For today only. But when I walk out their door, the offer is withdrawn. Just so long as you understand that, Mr. Galvin. It got to be that way.
We're going to try the case.
That's it? Oh, come on, guys. Life is too short. Now, you tell me if you're playing chicken or you really mean it. Frank, I don't think I'm talking out of school, but I just heard someone offer you 200 grand. Now, that's a lot of money. And if I may say, you haven't got the best of records.
Things change.
Oh, that's true. Sometimes they change and sometimes they don't. Now, I remember back to when you were disbarred.
I wasn't disbarred.
When is
about the charge?
It seems to me. The fellow's trying to come back. He'd take the settlement. Get a record for himself. I myself would take it and run like a thief.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah. Well, we have the date set. Next Thursday. Good. Well, see you boys in court.
Dumb, dumb,
Mr. Abraham?
Abrams.
Mr. Abrams, how are you?
I'm fine.
Have you ever been a patient in St. Catherine Labre Hospital?
Me? I'm Jewish.
Have you ever been a patient in a hospital?
Yes.
Well, how did they treat you?
I don't know what you mean.
Been a long time, huh?
I'll get it back. Don't worry about me. Did you get the obstetric nurse?
Lorraine Rooney? I went over to the hospital. She didn't want to talk to me. When I get home tonight, I'll go back. Here. Read this. So what? So what? The best is yet to come. Check the TV guide. They got our Dr. Toller on GBH this Friday. The healing hand. The expert speaks.
Still got to take it to a jury.
Well, all I'm saying is they're getting some help.
What do you want me to do? Concannon's going to try the case his way, I'm going to try it my way. You want me to go wee, wee, wee all the way home just because he's got some flack, some stories, and some newspapers? I'm going to win this case.
John, give me a cigar, huh?
What day is it?
Tuesday.
I got to go and meet Gruber. Now, what's the box of your best cigars?
Macanudos, sir.
And I gotta meet somebody at O'Rourke's. Could you meet her for me and tell her I'll stop by later? Laura Fisher.
$33. Can you believe that?
Put it on a tab.
The one from the other night?
Yeah.
I'll see you at the office tomorrow. We're doing fine.
Hey, Galvin! You said that you were gonna call me up. You didn't call me up.
Oh.
Well, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are, huh? They tell me I can have you to spot. I am going to have your ticket. Do you know what you did? I said, do you know what you did?
No, did. Jeez, take it easy.
It's okay. You ruined my life, mister. Me and my wife. And now I'm going to ruin yours. You don't have to go out there to see that girl. We've been going for 4 years now. See, 4 years, my wife has been crying herself to sleep. What they did to her sister.
Look, I swear to you, I wouldn't turn down the offer if I thought I couldn't win the case.
What do you mean, what you thought? I am a working man, and I am trying to get my wife out of town. Now, we hired you, and I am paying you. And I got to find out from the other side that they offered $200,000.
I'm going to win this. I'm going to the jury with a solid case. I got a famous doctor for an expert witness. You're gonna get what, 5-6 times what
you guys are all the same. The doctor's at the hospital, you, it's always what I'm gonna do for you. And then you screw up and it's we did the best that we could. I'm dreadfully sorry. And people like us live with your mistakes the rest of our lives.
I took back the offer. Dr. Gruber.
Dr. Gruber isn't here today, sir.
No, David. David.
Well, he's not on the chart. He hasn't been here all day.
Phone book?
No, right here.
What is it?
Dr. Gruber.
Dr. Gruber's not in.
I had an appointment at his office. I must have got it wrong. I mean, we had a meeting.
He's not in, sir.
Would you call him?
You can't reach him, sir. He's in the... on some island in the Caribbean. They don't have a phone. He'll be back in a week. If you'd like Dr. Halpern's number, he's taken all of his calls.
Extension of my case.
You should have taken their offer. Especially if you're unprepared.
I had a witness disappear on me.
Well, that happens.
I could subpoena him if I had a week.
I don't have a week. This case should never have come to trial. But you know better. You're Mr. Independent. You want to be independent? Be independent now. I have no sympathy for you.
Stearns Harrington. You know who they are?
Should I?
Huge law firm. Okay, they put him in the firm. He marries the daughter. Buys himself a dog and everything is rosy. And Stearns... I should fix a case.
Stearns did.
Yeah, that Frankie was working on. Figured he'd need a little help, so he bribed a juror. Frankie heard about that, he came to me in tears. I figured that anyone who knew what a spinnaker was had to be a saint. I said, for Christ's sakes, Frankie, wake up. These people are sharks. How do you think they wound up with all that goddamn money from doing good? You don't want to listen to me. He's back to the boys at Stearns and Harrington and tells them he's very disappointed. He's going to go to the judge and rat them out. Of course, they're way ahead of him. Before he can get there, he runs into this federal marshal who's indicted for jury tampering. They throw him in jail. He's going to be disbarred. His life is over.
Homicide casualty.
Hello, Mr. Alito, please.
Business hours are over, sir. This is
Yes, well, I have to reach him. This is an emergency. Would you please give me his home number?
I'm sorry, we're not allowed.
What? Well, could you call him? Yes, and have him call me then.
I can't guarantee that I'll be back.
Yes, oh, no, I understand, thank you, name is Frank Galvin.
Could you spell that, please?
Yes, G-A-L-V-I-N. And I will be at the following number in about a half an hour.
Jimmy, give me a beer, will you?
Yeah, man.
More?
Yeah.
Two, huh? Okay, so now he's in jail. He finally gets to see the light. He calls up Harrington and tells him that he thinks he made a big mistake. Like that. I mean, like magic. All charges are dropped and he's released from jail. But he's fired from the firm. His wife divorces him. He starts hitting the booze. And he mopes around for about 3.5 years. You like that story, Laura? What else you want to know about Frankie?
Thanks for calling. Frank Galvin. I'm representing Deborah Ann Kay. Well, I'd like to discuss your firm's offer of that 210. Well, in the sense that, well, we'd like to accept it. Uh-huh. Yeah, well... It came as something of a shock to me, too, but it is my client's wishes, and she changed her mind as of tonight, and, of course, I tried to dissuade her. On the eve of the trial, well, you understand, I think she just came down with a terrible case of the jitters. When was that arrived at? Well, I know what Concannon said, but I think you guys are making a big mistake. I think you ought to reconsider. I think you ought to get the principals back together again. Okay. No. I understand. No, that's fine. I'm really sorry to bother you at home.
What happened? You didn't talk to Gruber?
Concannon got to him. I can't even breathe in here.
See if there's somebody in this list to replace Gruber.
It's Dr. Thompson. He's the nearest.
Dr. Thompson. Yeah, Frank Galvin, representing Deborah Ann Kay. We had some correspondence some time ago. Well, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you, but the case got postponed. I reorganized my staff. I'm sorry to call you so late. Well, we've had a change of strategy. I was just wondering if you could, on, well, this kind of short notice at any rate.
Would you like me to go?
No, I just...
Why don't you try and get some rest?
I have work to do.
Can't work if you can't think. Try and sleep. I'll stay here with you.
Stay here?
Yeah.
I'll just see if I can get a little sleep.
What is your name, please?
Dr. Robert Towler.
You were Deborah Ann Kay's doctor?
No, actually, she was referred to me. She was Dr. Hagman's
patient.
Don't
equivocate. Be positive. Just tell the truth. Whatever the truth is, just tell that. You were her doctor.
Yes.
Say it.
I was her doctor.
You were her anesthesiologist at the delivery on May the 12th, 1976.
Well, I was one of a group of medical...
Now, answer affirmatively, simply, please. And try to keep your answers down to three words. You were not part of a group. You were her anesthesiologist. Isn't that so?
Yes.
You were there to help Dr. Marks deliver the child.
Yes.
Anything special about the case?
Well, when she had been...
When Debbie... Thank you.
Thank you. When Debbie had been under...
Remember that, Dr. Teller. Who else was with you in the operating room?
Miss Nevins, nurse anesthetist. Dr. Marks, of course. Maureen Rooney, the obstetrical
nurse. And what did these
nurse.
People do when her heart stopped?
We went to code blue.
Code blue? Do you mind explaining to the jury what that means?
It's a common medical expression. It's a crash program to restore the heartbeat. Dr. Marks cut an airway in her trachea so she could get oxygen. She and the baby. Miss Nevins, who...
Why wasn't she getting oxygen?
Well, many reasons, really.
Tell me one.
She'd aspirated vomitus into her mask.
She threw up in her mask. Now, cut the bullshit, please. Just say it. She threw up in her mask.
She threw up in her mask.
Therefore, she wasn't getting oxygen and her heart stopped.
That's right.
And what did your team do then?
Well,
you brought 30 years of medical experience to bear. Isn't that what you did?
Yes.
A patient riddled with complications, with questionable information on a medical chart.
We did everything we could.
To save her and to save the child.
Yes.
You reached down into death.
My God, we tried to save her. You can't know. You can't know.
Good. Good. Now tell us.
Well, this patient.
Mr. Galvin?
Dr. Thompson.
Good of you to meet me.
Well, I'm glad you could come.
My pleasure.
Well, I have some errands to run, and then I thought we'd spend the evening.
That's what I planned on doing.
Then I want you to go out to the home and see the girl.
From what I've read, Mr. Galvin, you have a very good case.
Yes, I think so. I think so. Well, you will be very comfortable. I put you up at my apartment.
Oh, I made a reservation.
Please, please. Now, you don't know who you're dealing with. They don't want to lose this case. They'll bring a lot of pressure to bear.
There's nothing they can do to me.
Please, please, sir. Humor me. Here is the address. The key is right inside. 341 Worth, please. Treat the place as your very own, and please, please, don't call anybody. And thank you. Thank you very much for coming.
How's our new witness doing?
Did you find the obstetric nurse?
She's working a night shift at the hospital. She's home now. I'll take a run over there.
Well, give me the address. I'm going. We're going to need her.
Frank Galvin. I represent Deborah and Kay in the case against St. Catherine Labouré.
I told the guy I didn't want to talk to anybody.
Just take a second. Deborah and Kay, you know what I'm talking about. Do you know who our chief witness is?
No.
It's David Gruber. He's the assistant chief anesthesiologist at Mass Commonwealth. He says that your doctors, Towler and Marks, put my client in a hospital for life. We can prove that. So what we don't know is why. I mean, what went on in there, in the operating room? I mean, something happened. You know what it was. They gave her the wrong anesthetic. Now, something happened. I mean, it was a distraction. What? The telephone? What?
You have your doctor's testimony. What do you need me for?
Because we need someone who was in the operating room. We're going to win the case. I mean, there's no question of that. It's just simply a matter of how big.
Hmm. Well, I don't have anything to say to you.
Yeah, you know what happened.
Nothing happened.
Then why don't you testify for their side? I can subpoena you, you know. I can put you up there on a stand.
And ask me what?
Who turned my client into a goddamn vegetable?
Well, I didn't do it, mister.
Then who are you protecting?
Who says I'm protecting
anyone? What, doctors? And what do you do? What do you owe them?
I don't owe them a goddamn thing.
Then why don't you testify for them?
You know, you're a very pushy fella.
You think I'm pushy now? Wait till I get you up there on a stand.
Well, maybe you just better do that then. You know, you guys are all the same. You don't care who you hurt. All you care about is a dollar. You're a bunch of whores. You've got no loyalty. No nothing. You're a bunch of whores.
Thank you. His name is Dr. Lionel Thompson, City College of New York, class of 28, Bachelor of Science. New York College of Medicine, 16th in a class of 22. 1976, got a courtesy appointment, staff of anesthesiology, East Hampton Hospital for Women. Never married, has no honors or degrees of any weight. Since 1975, he's testified in 28 court cases, 12 malpractice, and he's black.
I'll tell you how you handle the fact that he's black. You don't touch it. You don't mention it. You treat him just like anybody else, neither better nor worse. And let's have a black lawyer sit at our table. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And what else do you do?
Get the record of his testimony in the 12 malpractice cases.
Do that. We'll be at Loch Obers.
They gave her the wrong anesthetic, under the circumstances.
Why is that?
Her sister said she ate 1 hour prior to admittance.
Well, that's what her sister said. But the admittance form says she ate 9 hours prior to being admitted.
She went in complaining of nausea. Now, good doctor would have doubted the information on the chart.
Is that what a good doctor would do? How old are you, doctor?
I'm 74 years old.
And what makes you an expert in anesthesiology?
I'm on the staff of anesthesiology, East Hampton Hospital for Women.
East Hampton Hospital for Women? Now, what is that, a joke? Let me tell you something, doctor. Those men at Catherine Labouré, men who are known not only in this city but in the world, were trying to save a woman's life. I mean, they were there. And here you are 4 years later, you read some medical...
I made a detailed physical examination of the patient, sir.
Is she, getting good treatment over there?
Oh, actually, it's Yes, well, it's by no means bad news.
I mean, what's the point of ruining the reputation of two men to try to help a girl whose life's not going to be changed in the least? You know what code blue is?
Code blue.
It's a common medical term.
We're going to lose. See, it's my fault.
Well, there must be something you can do.
That's not the point. It's over. You think it's my fault? And I could have, but oh, God, I never should have taken it. There was no way I could win.
And it's over?
Yeah, it's over.
But I thought it wasn't over until the jury comes in.
Who'd you hear that from?
From you. You want me to tell you it's your fault? Okay, it probably is. But what are you going to do about it?
I wanted to talk to you. I thought maybe...
You maybe could get some sympathy. You came to the wrong place.
Well, what makes you so tough?
Maybe I'll tell you that later.
Is there going to be later?
Not if you don't grow up. You're like a kid. You're coming in here like it's Sunday night. You want me to say you have a fever so you don't have to go back to school.
Why won't you understand?
I do understand, Frank. Believe me, I do. You say you're going to lose. Is it my fault? Listen, the damn case doesn't start before tomorrow, and already it's over for you.
It is over.
You want to be a failure? Then do it someplace else. I can't invest in failure, Frank, anymore. I can't.
Excuse me.
Frank. Frank.
Please don't. Please. Please don't pressure me. Please don't. I'm going to do the best that I can for you and your sister. I know how much it means to you, and it means that much to me, too.
Good.
All we have is a witch doctor, huh?
Yeah.
Well, look at it this way, Frankie. It's refreshing every time a doctor takes a stand. He's not a Jew.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons having anything to do before the honorable, the justices of the Superior Court, now sitting at Boston, within and for the county of Suffolk, draw near, give your attendance, and you shall be heard. God save the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Be seated.
Deborah Ann Kay versus St. Catherine Laboray Hospital and Robert S. Towler, M.D. and Sheldon F. Marks, M.D.
Is the plaintiff ready?
We are, Your Honor.
Defense?
Ready for the defense, Your Honor.
Let's begin.
Your Honor? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it's a terrible thing to sit in judgment. So much rides on it. I know that you have thought, how can I be pure? How can I be impartial without being cold? How can I be merciful and still be just? I know that some of you have said prayers today to be helped to judge correctly. We have the reputation of two men, two well-respected doctors before us, and a renowned hospital. And with them, we have my client, Deborah Ann Kay, who is deprived of sight, of speech, of hearing, of locomotion, in short, everything that constitutes her life. We will prove that she was deprived through negligence, through the negligence of these respected men. We will show, one.
Why did he go to see Maureen Rooney?
She's the only nurse who isn't testifying for the doctors.
And what did he find?
Nothing.
How good's your intelligence?
Very good.
So what is the rest of his case, aside from this Dr. Thompson?
As far as we know, nothing.
Thank Mr. Kincannon for me. Please tell him I'll see him in his office.
Good morning, Doctor. Dr. Thompson, just so the jury knows, you never treated Deborah Ann Kay. Is that correct?
That is correct. I was engaged to render an opinion.
Engaged to render an opinion for a price. That is correct. You are being paid to be here.
Just as you are, sir.
Are you board certified in anesthesiology?
No, I'm not. It's quite common in New York State to practice.
Yes, I'm quite sure it is, but this is Massachusetts. Are you board certified in internal medicine?
No.
Neurology?
No.
Orthopedics?
I'm just an MD.
Do you know Dr. Robert Towler?
I know of him.
How is that?
Through his book.
What book is that?
Methodology and Practice.
In anesthesiology.
Methodology and Practice in Anesthesiology, yes.
How old are you, Doctor?
I'm 74 years old.
Do you still practice quite a lot of medicine?
I'm on the staff of anesthesiology.
Yes, I've heard that. But you do testify quite a bit against other physicians. Isn't that correct? You are available for that, so long as you're paid to be there.
Sir, yes. When a thing is wrong, as in this case, I am available. Mm-hmm. I'm 74 years old. I'm not board certified. I've been practicing medicine for 46 years, and I know when an injustice has been done.
Do you indeed? I bet you do. It's fine. Fine. And let's save the court time. We'll admit Dr. Thompson as an expert witness.
Mr. Galvin, you want to continue now? Oh, we could resume with Dr. Thompson this afternoon.
I'll continue, Your Honor. Dr. Thompson, did you examine Deborah Ann Kay at the Northern Chronic Care Facility last night?
I did.
Objection.
Sustained, yes. The witness will confine his testimony to review of the hospital records.
Dr. Thompson, in your review of the hospital records, May 12, 1976, in your opinion, what happened to Deborah Ann Kay?
Cardiac arrest. During delivery, her heart stopped. When the heart stops, the brain is deprived of oxygen. You get brain damage. That's why she's in the state she's in today.
Dr. Towler has testified that he restored the heartbeat in 3 to 4 minutes. Now, in your opinion, is that an accurate estimate?
In my opinion, it took much longer. 9, 10 minutes. There's too much brain damage.
Are you saying that a failure to restore the heartbeat within 9 minutes in itself constitutes bad medical practice?
Your Honor.
Yes, Mr. Galvin.
If I may be permitted to question my own witness in my own way.
I'd just like to get to the point, Mr. Galvin.
I am getting
Mr. Galvin, I believe I have the right to ask the witness a direct question. Now, let's not waste these people's time. Answer the question, Mr. Witness, please. Would a 9-minute lapse in restoring the heartbeat in and of itself be negligence?
In that small context, I would have to say no.
Then you're saying there's no negligence, based on my question.
Given the limits of your question, that's correct.
The doctors were not negligent. Thank you.
I'm not through questioning, Your Honor. With all due respect, if you're going to try my case for me, I wish you wouldn't lose it.
Thank you. I think that's enough for this morning. I'll see counsel in my chambers. Now, please.
All rise. Court is adjourned until 1 o'clock.
I'm going to write to the board of bar overseers about you today, fella. You're on your way out. They should have kicked you out in that Lillibridge case. Now, this is it today.
I'm an attorney on trial before the bar representing my client. My client. You open your mouth, you're losing my case for me.
Now, listen to me, fella.
No, you listen to me. All I want on this trial was a fair shake. Okay. Push me into court 5 days early. I lose my star witness, and I can't get a continuance, and I don't care. I'm going up there, I'm going to try it, I'm going to let the jury decide. You know, they told me about you. Said you're a hard ass, you're a defendant's judge. No, I don't care. I said to hell with it, to hell with it.
Look, Galvin, many years ago...
Come on. Hey, don't give me that shit about you being a lawyer, too. I know about you. You couldn't hack it as a lawyer. You were a bag man for the boys downtown, and you still are. I know about you.
Are you done?
You're damn right I'm done. I'm going to ask for a mistrial. I'm going to request that you disqualify yourself from sitting on this case. I'm going to take a transcript of the trial to the Judicial Conduct Board and ask that they impeach your ass.
You aren't going to get a mistrial, boy. We're going back there this afternoon, and we're going to try this case to the end. Now you get out of here before I call a bailiff and have you thrown in jail.
What does it mean? I mean, you, have other tactics?
Oh, yeah. They present their case, and then I get a chance, and we just cross-examine.
Are we gonna win? You have other tactics, though.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Towler. No further questions, Your Honor.
Dr. Towler?
Yes.
Let's work backwards.
Yes.
You have a record of what happened in the operating room.
Yes, that's correct.
You made notations every 30 seconds.
Yes.
Of the procedures.
Yes,
now, these notations stopped 4.5 minutes after Deborah Ann Kay's heart stopped.
We were
four and a half minutes after her heart stopped.
Well, as I say,
and they resumed 3 minutes later.
We had rather more on our mind than taking notes. We were trying to restore her heartbeat.
What happened in those 3 minutes?
Well, we were trying to restore her heartbeat.
What happened in those 3 minutes?
We'd gone to code blue. We were administering electromagnetic...
Restore her heartbeat. I mean, almost 9 minutes to restore a heartbeat which caused massive, irreversible brain damage.
Mr. Galvin, you're not allowing the witness to answer.
Thank you, Your Honor. I would like to answer. Brain damage could have... It didn't necessarily take 9 or 8 minutes. It could have been caused in 2.
Wait a minute. You're saying that her brain damage could have been caused by being deprived of oxygen for 2 minutes?
Yes.
Why is that?
It's right there on her medical chart. She was anemic. Less blood, less oxygen. The brain was getting less oxygen anyway.
I didn't do too well for you.
You did fine.
No, I'm afraid that's not true. Well, you want me to stay on till Monday?
No. Thank you. I think you can go on home.
You know, Mr. Galvin, sometimes people can surprise you. Sometimes they have a great capacity to hear the truth.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure you don't want me to stay on?
No. Thank you. You can go on home.
I'll see you back at the office, huh?
What happened?
It's bad.
What are you going to do now?
I don't have a goddamn idea.
What do you do if you don't have a witness?
Use their witness.
That's right.
I think we tried that, Francis. Case is over. You know, you broke the first rule I ever taught you in law school. You never ask a question unless you have the answer to it. Even your own expert witness said there was no negligence. It's over, period. There'll be other cases.
There are no other cases. This is the case. No other cases. This is the case. There are no other cases. This is the case. No other cases. This is the case.
And know how you feel. You don't believe me, but I do know. I'm going to tell you something that I learned when I was your age. I prepared a case, and old man White said to me, how did you do? And I said, did my best. And he said, you're not paid to do your best, you're paid to win. And that's what pays for this office. Pays for the pro bono work that we do for the poor. Pays for the type of law that you want to practice. Pays for my whiskey. Pays for your clothes. Pays for the leisure we have to sit back and discuss philosophy as we're doing tonight. We're paid to win the case. You finished your marriage. You wanted to come back and practice the law. wanted to come back to the world. Welcome back.
Why isn't Marie really testifying? Hey, you with me? You awake?
Yeah, I'm awake.
She's protecting somebody. Who is she protecting?
Doctors.
Well, if she's protecting the doctors, she'd be up there in a witness stand.
Read me what she said.
You guys are a bunch of whores.
Loyalty. Don't care who you hurt. You guys got no loyalty. One of the nurses?
Who? They're all testifying. Everybody who was in the operating room is testifying.
Right. Who wasn't in the operating room?
The admitting nurse?
What did she do?
She took down the history.
And she signed it here, K.C., Caitlin Costello.
The history?
Yeah. How old are you? How many children do you have?
How old are you? How many children do you have? When did you last eat?
Miss Rooney, I understand what you're doing, and I just wanted you to know that it's okay.
What are you talking about?
Well, about Caitlin Costello. I mean, I understand, and I don't blame you for shielding her. I spoke to her today.
What are you talking about? I talked to her this morning.
No, she told me.
She told you?
I just saw her.
In New York? You saw Cat in New York? Or is she in town? Is she in town?
Thank you. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
Don't we have anything from the New York Nurse Association?
That broad has disappeared.
From the hospital?
Well, there's no record since she quit in 76. She quit 2 weeks after the incident.
Thank you.
Frank, I have to talk to you.
Can't talk now. Call the AMA. Tell me a doctor, somebody. You need to find a nurse. Get some forms. Somebody's dying. Mrs. Costello. I'm sorry to bother you this late, but this is Mr. Goldberg in accounting. We have some money here for you. Is this the Mrs. Costello, the registered nurse? I see. Well, I'm sorry. Our records must be mixed up. Are you related to Caitlin Costello? The RN.
This is Dr. Dorchester in Boston.
Thank you.
Listen, a nurse left my employment about 4 years ago. A Caitlin Costello. That's correct.
Yes, this is a Mr. Dorchester in records. I'm trying to track down a Caitlin Costello.
Yes, Laura. Laura, you got a cigarette?
Caitlin Costello.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she left about 4 years ago. We're looking for a chart.
I'm sorry.
Caitlin. No, Caitlin Costello. Laura, don't forget the cigarettes, huh?
Hello, this is Ross Williams calling. Yes. I'm calling from California. I'm sorry. I know it's very late back east, but this is an emergency. I'd like to speak to Caitlin Costello, please.
Nobody's here by that name.
I see. Our records must have been mixed up, I guess. Is this the family of Caitlin
Costello? What time it is?
Hello. I'm calling from I'm calling from the Professional Nurse Quarterly.
From the magazine?
Yes. This is Mr. Wallace in subscriptions. Is this Miss Costello?
Yes. Price.
Pardon?
Caitlin Price.
Yes. We find that your subscription has lapsed.
My subscription lapsed 3 years ago.
Yes, that's why we're calling, Miss Price.
Mrs.
We have a renew your subscription offer. Oh, yes, I know that. It's in our files. Let me see, that's the Manhattan Health Center.
No, at Chelsea Child Care, okay? Look, call me Monday, hey? I'm late for work.
Eastern Airline, 9 a.m. Aerodot over LaGuardia. Now ready for boarding at 8:10. Eastern Airline, 9 a.m. Aerodot over LaGuardia. Now ready for boarding.
Frank? Frank, where are you? You're going to New York? Yeah, listen, Frank. I have to be in New York about some business. Yeah, I have some papers to sign about my divorce. Could we meet there?
Oh, you got a cigarette?
Could we meet in New York, Frank? Yeah. Yeah? The Russell Hotel on 38th Street, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Around 4? Yeah, I feel the same way, Frank. Yeah, I know. Okay, I'll see you this afternoon. Bye-bye.
Laura, I'm gonna go out and get some cigarettes.
Okay. One basketball, one football, one more basketball, and Dwayne.
gets a little full. What did you do with your hand? Come here. What did you do to your hand? What did you do with it? Hi. Let's see this.
I've been meaning to stop in here for a long time.
You live in the neighborhood?
My nephew's coming to visit.
How old is he?
Well, he's 4.
Let's see what we got here. Let's see this.
No, don't kick it.
You're great with these kids.
Don't kick it off.
Thank you.
Is that gonna kick it off?
No, I mean, you really are.
Don't put it on this? You can put it on this?
Yeah. Oh, you're the one they said was a nurse.
Who told you that?
I don't know, Mrs.
Mrs. Simmons?
Yeah.
I used to be a nurse.
Well, it's a wonderful profession. My daughter-in-law's a... What'd you do? Did you stop?
Yes.
But why'd you do that? You lost or something?
Frankie, we gotta talk. Come on around the corner. We'll get a cup of coffee. Right, miss?
Come here. You got him?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Leave him alone.
You okay?
I'm all right, thank you.
Shall I call a cop?
I talked to Johnny White at the Bar Association. She used to work for Ken Connors' partner in New York. She wanted to come to Boston. How bad she heard us. Yeah. You got a mistrial, you know. You hear what I said, Frank? Not here now.
When are you expecting him?
I don't know when.
Dr. Towler, page 406, contraindications of general anesthetic. Ideally, a patient should refrain from taking nourishment up to 9 hours prior to induction of general anesthetic. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, I wrote it.
Methodology and practice in anesthesiology. Our general textbook on the subject, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And you wrote it?
Yes.
Page 414. If a patient has taken nourishment within 1 hour prior to inducement, general anesthetic should be avoided at all costs because of the grave risk the patient will aspirate food particles into his mask. Is that what happened to Deborah Ann Kay? She aspirated food particles into her mask.
She threw up in her mask, yes. But she hadn't eaten 1 hour before admission.
If she had eaten an hour before being admitted to the hospital, then the inducement of a general anesthetic of the kind that you gave her would have been negligent?
Negligent? Yes, it would have been criminal, but such was not the case.
Thank you.
Mr. Concannon?
No further questions, Your Honor.
Thank you, Dr. Fowler. Mr. Galvin? Rebuttal?
Caitlin Costello Price.
Caitlin Costello Price?
State your name, please.
Caitlin Costello Price.
Do you swear that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Be seated.
Caitlin Price.
Yes.
You were the admitting nurse at St. Catherine Laboure on May 12th, 1976, the night that they admitted Deborah Ann Kay.
Yes.
Did you sign this admission form?
Yes.
Those are your initials, KC.
Caitlin Costello. That's my maiden name.
Did you ask the patient, when did she last eat?
Yes.
What did she say?
She said she'd had a full meal 1 hour before coming to the hospital.
1 hour?
Yes.
And did you put the numeral one on this admission sheet? I mean, standing for 1 hour.
I did.
A single hour?
Yes.
Thank you. Your witness.
Anything? No. Fetch the tearless tube. You're aware of the penalties for perjury?
It's a crime.
It is a crime, a serious crime.
I wouldn't do it.
You would not?
No.
In fact, you've just taken an oath that you would not commit perjury. You've just sworn to that, isn't that right?
Yes.
Just now?
Yes.
You were sworn before God that you would tell the truth.
Yes.
Now,
I want to ask you something. 4 years ago, when you were working as a nurse, are you aware that these doctors, Marks and Towler, based their treatment of Deborah Ann Kay on this admitting form, which you signed? Wasn't that an oath? These are your initials, KC. When you signed this form, you took an oath no less important than that which you've taken today. Isn't that right? Isn't that right?
Yes.
Then which is correct? You sworn today that the patient ate 1 hour before admittance. 4 years ago, you swore that she ate 9 hours before admittance. All right, which is the lie? You know that these men could have settled out of court. They wanted a trial. They wanted to clear their names. And you would come here and on a slip of memory 4 years ago, you'd ruin their lives.
They lied.
They lied? They lied. When did they lie? Do you know what a lie is?
I do, yes.
You swore on this form that the patient ate 9 hours...
That's not what I wrote.
You just told me that you signed it.
I signed it, yes. But I didn't write a 9. I wrote a 1.
You didn't write a 9, you wrote a 1. And how is it that you remember so clearly after 4 years?
Because I kept a copy. I have it right here.
Objection!
You can't be expected to accept a photocopy when the court already has the original.
I'll rule on that presently. Please, proceed.
What in the world induced you to make a photocopy of an obscure record and hold it for 4 years? Your Honor, this... Why would you do that?
I thought I might need it.
And why would you think that?
After the operation, when that poor girl, she went into a coma, Dr. Towler called me in. He told me that he'd had 5 difficult deliveries in a row, and he was tired. And he never looked at the admittance form. And he told me to change the form. He told me to change the 1 to a 9. Or else he said he'd fire me. He said I'd never work again. Who were these men? Who were these men? I wanted to be a nurse.
No further questions, Your Honor.
You may step down. Mr. Galvin?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Mr. Concannon?
Mr. Concannon.
Thank you, Your Honor. We object to the copy of the admitting form, and we cite McGee versus the State of Indiana, United States 131.2. The admission of a duplicate document in preference to an existing original must presuppose the possibility of alteration and so must be disallowed. And, Your Honor, having given the plaintiff the leeway, we would like your ruling on this issue now. We object to the admission of a Xerox photocopy.
One moment, Mr. Concannon. Yes, the document is disallowed.
Objection!
Overruled.
Exception.
Noted. Thank you.
The jury will be advised not to consider the testimony of Miss Costello regarding the Xerox form. It is unsubstantiated. We cannot accept a copy in preference to the original.
Thank you, Your Honor. Furthermore, Miss Costello is a rebuttal witness. As the court knows, no prior notice was given of Miss Costello's appearance. And as a surprise witness, she may serve only to rebut direct testimony. As her only evidentiary rebuttal is the admitting form, which has been disallowed, I request that her entire testimony be disallowed and that the jury be advised that they must totally disregard her entire appearance here.
Yes, I'm going to oppose that.
Objection.
Overruled.
Exception.
Noted. Thank you. The jury will be advised not to consider the testimony of Miss Costello. Miss Costello was a rebuttal witness. Her sole rebuttal was the document, which has been disallowed. Her entire testimony must be stricken from the record. You shouldn't have heard it, but you did. That was my mistake. You must strike it from your minds. Give it no weight.
Legally, it's over. Concannon was brilliant.
Tell me about Caitlin Costello.
There's nothing to tell. It's been stricken from the record.
I know, but did you believe her?
Mr. Galvin. Mr. Galvin? Summation?
Well, you know, so much of the time we're just lost. Say, please, God, tell us what is right. Tell us what is true. I mean, there is no justice. The rich win, the poor are powerless. We become tired of hearing people lie. And after a time, we become dead. A little dead. We think of ourselves as victims. And we become victims. We become weak. We doubt ourselves, we doubt our beliefs. We doubt our institutions. And we doubt the law. But today you are the law. You are the law. Not some book, not the lawyers. Not a marble statue or the trappings of the court. See, those are just symbols of our desire to be just. They are in fact a prayer. A fervent and a frightened prayer. In my religion, a say, act as if you had faith. Faith will be given to you. If. If we are to have faith in justice, we need only to believe in ourselves and act with justice. See, I believe there is justice in our hearts.
Have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor. Your Honor, we've agreed to hold for the plaintiff, Deborah Ann Kay, and against St. Catherine Laboret, Drs. Towler and Marks. But, Your Honor, are we limited on the size of the award? What I mean, sir, are we permitted to award an amount greater than the amount the plaintiff asked for?
You are. You're not bound by anything other than your good judgment based on the evidence. Please retire. And when you've agreed on the amount of the award...
He did it, Frank.
Way to go, Frank.
He did it, baby.